This next interview is with an ex-Catholic Lutheran who seems to be a genuinely sweet lady with a real fear of God, especially after Ray witnesses to her on an airplane.
What does it mean to be born again?
Well, the best way I can show you that is to ask you a couple of questions, and this will help you understand why you need to be born again. Do you think you're a good person?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to put you on the stand, okay? I'm going to be the prosecutor, you're going to be the defendant. I'm going to examine you under the light of God's law, the Ten Commandments, and all I want from you is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God. Can you do that?
I can.
So you're a good person?
Yes.
How many lies have you told in your life?
I don't know.
You lost count?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, what do you call someone who tells lies?
A liar.
Have you ever stolen anything in your whole life, even if it's small?
In my whole life? Probably. Maybe when I was a child.
What do you call someone who steals things?
A stealer.
Thief.
A thief.
Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Yes.
Do you realize what you're doing when you do that?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm taking his name in vain.
Using his name as a cuss word to express disgust, which is called blasphemy. It's very serious. Now, Jesus said if you look with...
I don't feel like a good person anymore.
That's the purpose of the Ten Commandments. They show us ourselves in truth. And you got up this morning, did you look in the mirror?
Sure.
Why?
Because I had to get ready.
You want to clean yourself up.
Yeah.
And the mirror told you the truth.
Yes, it did.
And the commandments are like a mirror. They reflect what we are in truth. We're deluded and we don't see ourselves in truth until we look at the commandments. I mean, I bet you've never thought yourself as a lying thief before.
No.
But the commandments reflect exactly what we are. Now, Jesus said if you look with lust, you commit adultery of the heart. You ever look with lust?
Sure.
Okay, you're a normal human being, so listen to this, Steph. Here's the mirror. By your own admission, I'm not judging, you're a lying thief, a blasphemer, and an adulterer at heart. And that's only four of the Ten Commandments.
I've never killed anyone.
Have you ever hated someone?
Yes.
The Bible says he who hates his brother is a murderer. That's how high God's standards are.
Okay.
Okay, now, here's the big question. If God was to judge you by the Ten Commandments on the Day of Judgment, would you be innocent or guilty?
Guilty.
Would you go to heaven or hell?
I'd go to hell.
Does that concern you?
Sure.
Sure. Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, it does concern me.
Because we're on a plane.
Yes, right.
If the plane goes down, wow, this is eternity we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, do you know what God did for humanity, for sinners, so he wouldn't have to go to hell?
Yes.
What did he do?
He gave his only son.
Suffered and died on the cross. Now, do you realize that was a legal transaction? Do you understand that part?
No.
Let me put it this way. In God's eyes, you and I are criminals. He's a judge. We have violated his law, the Ten Commandments. 2,000 years ago, Jesus paid our fine in his life's blood. That means God can legally dismiss your case. You can walk out of the courtroom. God can commute your death sentence because your fine was paid 2,000 years ago by he who suffered for you and rose again on the third day. Okay? Now what you have to do in response to that is repent and trust the Savior. Don't just... Yeah. Well, it's more than that. Repentance is actually a turning from your sins. It's saying, God, I've sinned against you. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sin anymore. No more lying. No more stealing. No more blasphemy. No more lust. And you say, boy, that's pretty heavy. Well, what happens is that God gives you a new heart with new desires. When you're born again, he gives you his Holy Spirit and gives you the power and the desire to do that which pleases him. When I became a Christian, I couldn't believe the radical change in my life. On the inside, I became a brand new person. It was radical when I was born the first time. I didn't exist, then I did. Being born again or born in the Spirit is just as radical. You're a brand new person with a heart that hungers to please God, and that's a miracle. You know, I didn't think of God for 1 minute in 22 years as a non-Christian. But when I became a Christian, to date it's been 37 years, there wouldn't be 1 minute when I wasn't thinking of him. I wasn't conscious of him because he's changed my heart, given me new desires. So if the plane goes down, you'd end up in hell, okay?
Sounds like it.
There are two things you have to do to be saved. Do you remember what they are? I told you what they are. You got to repent and trust the Savior. When are you going to do that?
don't know.
When do you think you should do
it? I should do it now.
What would stop you? God's offering you everlasting life upon your repentance and faith in Christ. Who in his right mind wouldn't say, whoa, that's a good offer?
Well, I don't know what repenting... what I have to do to repent.
Have you ever said you're sorry to someone that you did something wrong to?
Yes.
That's all repentance is. You've sinned against God. It's a matter of saying, God, I'm sorry, and then living a lifestyle that proves the reality of your repentance. That's what repentance is. It's a continual thing. God, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to lie or steal or blaspheme your name ever again. It has that attitude. And the second thing, trust in Jesus. It's like you trust a parachute. You're on a plane, you're trusting the pilot. Have you met the pilot? But you're trusting your life to his ability. Well, if you can trust a man, how much more can you trust Almighty God? Well, he's trustworthy, he's faithfully promised. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So when do you think you'll get right with God?
Very soon.
Why not today?
Well, I mean, I will. I mean, I could. I don't know.
Why don't you?
I
don't want to force you into it, but I want to say the plane could go down, and this is eternity. This is more serious than a heart attack, so get right with God and then let him do the rest. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Think about this?
I don't need to think about it. I just need to do it, I guess. But I don't even know how to do it.
We can pray when I turn the camera on.
Okay.
Want to do that?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
Learn how to share your faith biblically.
Each week, we send out a free ministry update, and it contains a short video clip. Ray finds colorful characters, he witnesses to them, and then I chalk talk the clip. Here's some samples.
Do you believe in God?
Of course.
I believe God actually learns through us.
There's a heaven right here.
Multiple times a day, God hugs me.
What planet are you living on?
I have no problem standing before the Lord as I am.
After seeing new clips each week, and understanding the biblical principles behind them, you will end up saying, I could do that. There's no charge for the update. Just go here and sign up here, and we'll send it to you every week.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only forgotten son.
Also, while you're there, check out the School of Biblical Evangelism.
The School of Biblical Evangelism is a full-blown online evangelism course. It'll help you overcome your fears. It'll help give you the answers to the 100 most commonly asked questions and objections to the Christian faith.
You'll find details on livingwaters.com.